He smiled. You smiled. Just now, when you opened your eyes, you saw me and you smiled. You were happy to see me. You were relieved to see me. Because you trust me. Because you know that I love you. You know that there's nothing that I wouldn't do for you, and that is why you smiled. And that is really confusing. I just don't get it. You see, your first instinct when you wake up from a drugged sleep is not to smile, it's to panic, to worry, to fret. But no, 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 no. You smile because you saw me, your girlfriend. Oh, wait, no. Not your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend. Oh, look, there's that worry, there's that panic. You don't have to worry, you don't have to panic. You're fine. Maybe not. Don't worry, I'll never hurt you. I couldn't hurt you. I've put so much time into you. So much effort, so much plotting and scheming. And you know, I love you. Though right now, I don't know why. Right now, I'm really hurt. Really, really hurt. Because you tried to dump me. You tried to dump me. And please note that I said tried. Because, oh no, you have not dumped me. You don't get to dump me. What made you think that was a good idea? What made you think that would ever be a thing? Newsflash, darling, it's not a thing. It will never be a thing. You know, you have really hurt me. Really, really, really hurt me. I was clueless. I didn't see it coming. I mean, I did see it coming because I have your place bugged. There are cameras. I have a full feed of your whole life. Because I care. So I heard the phone calls. I saw you practice. That was sweet. That was so, so, so sweet. Knowing that you didn't want to hurt me, only dump me. And that doesn't hurt at all. Being dumped by the one you love. By the one you adore. By the one you would do anything for. The one you have done anything for. At first, I thought it was a joke. And then I realized it wasn't. And then I thought maybe it was a proposal. A really bad proposal, to be sure, but still something bombastic. Something dramatic. something memorable. You know how it goes. You dump the girl and then you propose and she cries and it's all so dramatic. But no. No, 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 no. It wasn't a proposal. Oh no. It was exactly what it looked to be. You getting ready to dump me. I guess I should be happy that you put so much effort into it, so much preparation. Only no. No. That makes it worse. Because that takes thought, that takes effort. You see, I know about thought and effort and planning. Because I put so much thought into this. I put so much effort into this. So much planning. Oh, darling, the things I did for you before you even knew who I was. And how do you repay my efforts? You try to dump me. But it's okay. I mean, I understand. Sometimes you need a little space. Love can be so overwhelming. Love can be an ocean you drown in. But it's okay. You have someone to help you swim. You have her. Because not only are you dumping me, you're also cheating on me. And I have watched every second of this unfold right before my eyes in high definition. Thanks for that. It was a real treat. Oh, but wait, you weren't cheating on me. You couldn't do that to me. It would be wrong. I guess you're not all bad. No, you're just dumping me for some other girl. Some other hussy. Some tart. Past tense. Oh, what do I mean by past tense? What do you think I mean? She was a tart. She was a hussy. She was a problem. But she's not a problem anymore. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't get to do this. You don't get to be upset. I'm not in the wrong here, you are. You. Darling, I have done so much for you. Do you think we met by accident? Do you think it was happenstance? Fate? Destiny? Really? Really? I mean, at the time, I wanted you to think that. I wanted you to think it was so romantic, so lovely. All those coincidences coming together, just making it seem that we were meant to be, meeting over and over in such cute circumstances. Darling, I spent hours coming up with those cute circumstances. I worked every little detail out. And I made them happen. Every single one. Every single cute situation. Oh, it was stage managed. Manipulated. It was planned. Every single one. And it wasn't easy. It was hard. How could you? How could you do this to me? Oh, the things I have done for you. Because I love you. The time and the effort, the planning, oh. All those perfect little moments. And they were perfect. They were absolutely flawless. I was flawless. The only problem was you. And yet I still love you. I still bloody adore you. When you opened your eyes and you smiled, my heart, oh, it exploded in my chest. And how do you repay my love, my effort, my dedication? You try to dump me. Well, that's not happening. Darling, I am too far gone. We are in far too deep. I love you far too much to let you go. Oh, I do love you. Oh, I do. You have no idea. You have no idea. And that is the problem. You're clueless. You're completely unaware. That is what made it so easy for you to decide to cheat. Sorry, to not cheat. To dump me. Sorry, not dump me. That is what made it so easy for you to break my heart. Because, darling, that is what you did. You broke my fucking heart. And I've done so much for you, so much. You have no idea. I've killed for you. I've committed murder. Oh, and that isn't even the worst of my crimes. Oh, there are far worse things than murder, darling. Crime is a spectrum, and I have enjoyed all the colours in my effort. To love you. And here we are. Here we are. I wanted you to be happy. I wanted you to be loved. I wanted you to feel everything. To feel wanted. To feel adored. To feel safe. I wanted you to smile at me. But I can't give you that freedom. I mean, I can give you all of those things, but I can't give you the freedom to run around, to have bad ideas, to hurt me. I can't let you hurt me again. I can't. Because when I'm hurt, when I'm emotional, when I'm upset, I don't plan. I don't think things through. I don't. Make it neat and tidy. When I'm upset, it's messy and painful and screaming, just so much screaming, and address it. I'll never get back. Because blood is one of those tricky stains. You can't always get it out. And your, what should we call her? Your tart. Wow, she had a lot of blood in her. Is she dead? Oh no, she's not dead. Of course she's dead. Of course she's dead. Because I was hurt. No. She's not dead because I'm hurt.
That means she died painfully because I'm hurt.
It was really painful. I mean, agonizing. Not a death you would wish on your worst enemy. And that's saying something, because I really hated her. But I was upset, and when I'm upset, I... Things get messy. Don't worry, though. It won't be a problem.
No one's going to find her.
Oh, no, they won't. Oh, they really, really won't. And no one's going to find us.
You are adorable.
So precious, so sweet, so lovely. Despite your cheating heart. But it wasn't all your fault.
If I'm honest, this is half my fault. You see, I'm a romantic. And I wanted it to be romantic and special and sweet. But the problem with sweet and romantic and all of that shit...
it's that it's invisible.
All you saw were the coincidences, the magic moments. You didn't see all the work that went into it. You didn't see the effort, so you didn't care. That was my mistake. I mean, your mistake was her and thinking that you would ever be able to dump me. Thinking that I would ever let you dump me. That was quite the mistake. So, really, it's 50-50 here. Now, you can't do much about your mistake. She's dead.
Really, really dead.
Emphatically dead. But I can fix my mistake.
You are going to know every detail of everything I'm going to do. I mean, I could bore you with the details of every coincidence. All the favors I called in. All the awful things I did. Just to get a date with you. But I don't think we should look backwards. Because I might get upset.
I think we should just look forwards.
We should live in the here and now. And this is your here and now. This lovely room. I put a lot of effort into it. So much effort. Because I know you. I know every little thing about you. Every detail because I love you. Because I care, because I have endlessly studied every part of your life. I've spent hours, days, weeks. I have notebooks. I'm going to show them to you. All in my best handwriting. And you know I have terrible handwriting unless it's really important. And you're really important. Kidnap. No, this isn't a kidnap. This is life. You haven't been kidnapped. You've, how can I put this? You're dead.
Well, everyone thinks you're dead.
Don't worry. The funeral was rather lovely. It was... very touching. So many people. Your friends. It was really difficult for them.
because they all knew that you were going to dump me. I was there just sobbing my heart out. Just crying so hard. I think I might have overplayed my hand though. When I jumped on the coffin as it was being lowered down. Oh, I've always had a flair for the dramatic, but that... that was poetry. That was perfection. That was... oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I took video. Oh, I took a lot of video. There were drones and cameras because you know me. I like to record the important events in our life. And that was really important. That was me fixing my mistake. And this is us. This is our life. No distractions, no pesky freedoms. Just you and me and our love. See, that could be seen as being rude, as being hurtful. But I get it. I get it. Falling in love when it's storybook and fairy tale is easy. It's expected. It's what you want. But knowing that someone's killed for you, knowing that someone would do this because they love you, that shit, that's overwhelming. That's war. That is so heavy. There is such a weight to that love. It's an adjustment. But you know what? It's for the best. Because I love you. And I have put far too much effort into this to let you ruin it. So, this is your new home. Well, our new home. And there's no way out. All there is me. And you. And love. It won't be easy this time. It won't be fairy tale. It won't be storybook. And you're going to know every little thing that I do for you. Oh, you're going to know everything. Because I love you. And we will never be over. We will never stop. I won't let you ruin us. I won't let you ruin this. So right now, full disclosure. I love you. But if I get upset again, it might get messy. So I would just not. Not whatever you're thinking. Actually, do. Whatever little scheme you've got in your little head, do it. I think it would be good for us. Think of this as an escape room of romance. I know you down to your very bones. I love you down to your very bones. You must have beautiful bones. So, please do whatever you want, whatever you want. Though, know that it will only make things harder. A lot harder. But this time around, it's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. It's going to be painful. It's going to be awkward. There might be scars. Definitely bruises from the rope, but they have to be tight. But by the time it's over, by the time you stop, you'll know every little bit of effort, every little bit of planning, every little thing I've done. And you'll love me for it, you'll appreciate it, and you won't ruin it. You thought you could dump me. Well, no. You can't. I'm going to go now. So you can think about what we've talked about. So you can come up with some zany scheme. I'm expecting something very Scooby-Doo. And then, wow, you'll start to fall in love with me. The way it has to be. The hard way. The long way. This time, darling, we're taking the long way around. I love you. And remember, you smiled. You smiled.